Alan Boyd and Larry O'Brien, the whole slew of them, and I got word that you had called about our friend John Carver. I have talked to him twice. The only two times I remember talking to him. And I want to act primarily to please Scoop Jackson and Magnuson and all the groups recommend him. He appeals to me as being a very just and fair and good man. Now, Pearson thinks that he's an evil man and that he's under the control of bad interests. And I don't want to get a Dodd thing started here and have a Harding administration and stuff like that. And I want to exercise great care and caution. I have no reason in the world to appoint him except that I believe him to be a competent man and a Christian man and a fair man. But I thought I'd better talk to you. And if Pearson, if we do name him, I want to be damn sure that we can cover the ground we stand on. And if any questions are raised, I want to you and Scoop Jackson and Steve Udall and these folks that know him to stand up and be counted, because all of them tell me that he's good and fair and reasonable, and no person from my state and no person that that's a friend of mine have talked to me about him, and he hasn't pressed it. He's doing all right, but these folks that in the Interior Committee, and they just be after me constantly, and they come down here, and I'm ready to name him. And I have called him in, talked to him twice. If I'm any judge of men, I would make him trustee for my daughters. And
I think that if the equities were solely prevailed here, that he ought to stay where he is. But I understand that Jackson wants his own man in John's place. I think that as far as John is concerned, his record speaks for itself. He will never go wrong in any position.
Well, I just shouldn't stay where he is. He's done. I named him to it.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with his service. There's a damn solicitor over there, though, that's really cut him to pieces in his FBI. And claims he's dominated by big interest and that he's got the selfish approach and so forth. I can't quote FBIs, but it's not good. Some fellow.
Well, there's been a bad personal rift between Larry and Carver. We just had Barry before us.
I think
any contest with Mr. Barry.
If Pearson starts a fight, we ought to have that, and I assume that you'll take care of him to the extent of your ability by sending him up there.
I certainly will.
Now, I think that he's going into one of the most important important jobs in government. I told Lee White that. And they're pretty well, they're just doing fine, getting, they got a good commission, they work hard, and it's very tough, very. So I think it's a very high place. I've had him over here. He sells me. If nobody ever even, if I didn't know that you or Jackson or you, Dahl, anybody else thought anything of him, I'd appoint him just on his face.
Well, I think that that any Western senator who's had dealings with John Carver would speak very highly of him as president. And, he's done exceptionally well in his present post. And he was one time, never have any problems with John Carver in that position, and I don't think you'll ever regret appointing him. Well, if any question is raised concerning him, I'm sure you'll have most every Western senator standing up in his behalf.
Thank you, Frank. I'm going to name him, and I just want you to look after him best you can. And is that Bethune still living with you?
Yes.
Give her my love, will you? Tell her I don't see enough of her, and we just we'll get together, I hope, some of these days soon. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much for coming.